Hello and welcome to Focus on Licking County. I'm News Director Dave Doney, joined today by my broadcast partner Joel Riley and our special guest Jennifer McDonald, President, CEO, Licking County Chamber of Commerce. We kicked off our conversation talking about the arcade in downtown Newark. What have you seen down there? I mean, are you seeing people kind of gravitate towards that?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I mean, it's busy all the time when I go in, and I still see people say, I haven't made it there yet, which shocks me. Or there's people that are like, this is the first time I've been in and I'm super impressed. You know, the Italian restaurant's supposed to open up, I believe, in April. So that'll even draw more people to the area.
Mm-hmm. So what do you do to help those businesses in there as a chamber member? I know you guys send out email blasts and all those kind of things. But I mean, what, you know, concrete things are you guys doing to help those folks who are like, well, I didn't know this was down here, because it's just a great place to go.
I spend a lot of money at the archive.
So now, that's how she does it.
Yeah, no.
Personally putting the whole community on her back.
We actually are a partner with Newark Development Partners, which is the one that did the remodeling of the arcade. And so it's really just word of mouth. We use social media a lot to let people know what's going on. We've had ribbon cuttings at almost every location there. So anytime that we can, we try to push it out on our social media and work with all the business owners.
I know when we've been down, specifically for the farmers market, It seems like there's a lot of people that just like walk down the center and then walk back. That's not experiencing it. You got to get in shops, because once you get in there, you find people are very open. The shops are really cool. There's some really different kind of concepts down there. And I think if you just allow yourself, like, hey, I'm going to go spend an hour, I'm going to go spend a couple of hours, you'll figure out why there's such a buzz there.
Yeah. Yeah. And we've had several events there. We have a young leaders, a new gathering for all the new young leaders of Licking County. They're going to be there. We did a women's event. And during the women's event, I just went shopping. I wasn't chit-chatting with people. I was in all the stores.
Where's the president?
Hey, I talked to everybody in the stores. You know, because there is. You can buy presents for people, gifts, jewelry, clothing, knickknacks for the house, artwork. Mm-hmm. You know, you can get a bottle of wine to take home or give to a friend. You can get ice cream, a coffee. It's just, there's a lot in there. You can get your hair done. Although I'd be a little hesitant to sit there with all my foils in my hair, but it's okay.
With people
it's
walking
okay.
by.
That's part of the show, Jennifer. You got to embrace it all.
Is that Jennifer McDonald back there? Well, it looks like all that foil in her hair.
Yeah. Yeah. So
yeah,
the foils
won't work for you, Dave.
Not at all.
We did. I always do a day out at Christmas with the people that I work with, just to really thank them for all they do. And we went to the arcade for some of it, and we did, we painted, and we did a really good job. Painted like a Christmas scene with a tree, and then we went to Destination Wellness and did a sound bath. Never done that. It's very pleasant.
Well, I want to talk too about, because it just rattled in my head there, because you can hear the bones and the rocks. Joel had texted me once. He says, man, I was just at this really neat little boutique on 21st Street.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, he said, you know, does Jennifer know about this? Mm-hmm. And I said right away, and you were like, yeah, I've been in a tray. Is that what it is?
It's Glass Slipper.
Glass Slipper. Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
I couldn't remember.
Tray Breeze up there too.
But the thing about that is there are so many, and to Joel's point, there's so many great little mom and pop shops, not just in the arcade, but throughout the county. It is really, there's a lot to do and see.
Yep, absolutely. Yeah. And I know they get together and they'll do special days where you know, you go to all the places and you sign on your card and you get so much percentage off. And I think that's coming up in the spring. They've done fashion show and they all work together. All the boutiques, you know, come in and they have different models that model their clothing. Second Street Market, Emily Gilliam, who owns the archive, has Second Street Market down there by the works, and they have great gift items and mainly women's clothing. But they have some neat, like 43055 and Newark Apparel, that is kind of cool if you want to pick that up.
And that stuff has taken off.
It has.
I mean, you look at, if you watch any sporting event, a lot of the times the guys have the black, eye black, they've got their, you know, either their area code or their zip code.
Yep, yep.
That stuff has really taken off. And you mentioned Emily. I mean, the young folks in these businesses, Jennifer, is amazing.
Oh, it is.
And it's a risk. I mean, you're putting your life out there, but boy, they seem to enjoy doing it.
they're, to me, they're like influencers. I mean, you follow their social media and they'll show you trends, and it's really cool. They know how to do it. She showed me the mock-up of what they wanted to do at the archive. It looks exactly like that. I mean, it's just a pleasant little gathering place that you just want to sit and meet people.
Yeah, there's nobody going to our influencer pages for Joel and I can tell you that right now. That is not happening.
You can't influence zero. But two, I mean, we talk a lot about food on our show, and you know, food is really, I mean, there's a foodie, you know, a whole group of foodies, of food drives of where armies travel on their bellies and all that stuff. I feel like the restaurant scene in Newark has really upped its game in the last couple of years.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it's crazy. You have to make a reservation, especially on the weekend at some of these places. I've heard so many people, you know, the new Stockyard, that people couldn't get in. And we just went to the Midland Theater last night, and it was packed downtown, you know, on a Tuesday night. So it's great that one location has something and it draws people in. And I just think they've got it going on.
Well, in popular restaurants, you know, feed, because if you can't get in the Stockyard, it's like, well, let's go to Buckeye Winery. Let's go around the corner to Elliott's. Yep. Let's go down here. Let's try this. And so it just keeps growing out. Then maybe that wasn't exactly what you're looking for. It's like, oh, hey, I found another great place. So next time you go there, and I mean, it just keeps growing.
Yeah. Yeah. And they're working now for a St. Paddy's Day party. We do the Cinco de Mayo pub crawl downtown. And so there's, you know, a lot of themes, too. I know they want to do something for like the 250th anniversary. So Explore Lincoln County does a really good job as well, sharing out all the events around the county. And so if you're not already getting their e-newsletter, you need to sign up for that because it's great.
Yeah, I mean, matter of fact, I was just on their explorelc.org the other day to try to find something for me and my little brother to do on the weekend. So, I mean, it is a great thing. And I'm amazed at how many things there are to do across the county. You got the works. I know Brindu Mansion is always having something. It doesn't matter. Out at the Infirmary Mound Park, I mean, there's always something going on. Mm-hmm. I mean, when you're talking to folks, I mean, are they just telling you, yeah, this is a pretty good time for us right now? Business is, I don't want to say booming, because, you know, some people still are hurting a little bit. But are you hearing that, Jennifer, with economic development and stuff, that things are looking pretty good for the community?
Yeah, absolutely. And I think, you know, we're becoming more of a destination for people to come and spend a day or two, or even just, you know, within Ohio, it's a great day stop to go. Like you all said, it's a foodie scene. There's, you can find breweries and a winery, a couple wineries, I guess, if you include Buckeye Lake. And there's just a lot to do. And, you know, it makes the quality of life living here so much better.
Are you hearing that from businesses when they're looking? I mean, you sit on Lincoln County. Yeah. I mean, you're kind of in tune with a lot of things. Are you hearing that? We want to see a good place for our, you know, employees to come work.
Absolutely.
They want that social life.
When you know, companies come and do a site visit, they talk to all the people in the restaurants at the gas station because they want to know what people locally think about their community. But they want to know, okay, what are the parks? What are the schools like? You know, they're going to live here and they want to ingrain themselves in the community. And so that's a big part of what they're looking for, other than just, you know, having enough employees and the land and things like that.
You've got this little get-together that you've been doing a couple of years now, 70 years for the Groundhog Breakfast. Give people a time, date, and all those particulars, and kind of how exciting is this for 70 years?
Yeah, no, it really is. It's Friday, January 30th. I know Joel joked that we don't know when the Groundhog Day actually is. It is February 2nd. I realize that.
She's never going to let you forget that.
But our great friends at OSU at Newark and COTC allow us to use Adena Hall. And there's very few organizations that have grandfathered in the use of that. So we take it when we can get it. And that is on a Friday.
Right on.
So that's why we have it on Friday. And also people get up super early, so maybe they can go home early and take a nap because, you know, doors open at 5:30 a.m., which I know you guys are used to, but it's kind of hard to like put on a big show at that time.
Are you saying our show is little?
No, your show is very large. But I haven't seen 700 guests coming
Good
in.
Point.
They listen on the air, but
no, I'll bet your numbers are bigger.
No.
I'll bet your numbers are bigger.
But it takes a lot to pull this thing off. And that your staff, I mean, I know you guys every year, they get embarrassed when you call them up. But, I mean, they do a great
job.
There is
a lot of moving parts with it. And we do have a great committee. We have great staff, obviously. But we do have a committee. We start working on it. Like, next month we'll talk about how did this time go, and then we move on to the 71st. So we talk about, okay, who's our speaker going to be this year? It's Bobby Carpenter, former LSU player. And then we have a sponsor every year, so they always have different elements that they want to add to the program. This year, it's the Edwards Group at Morgan Stanley, and they're doing breakfast charcuterie boards.
Oh.
Yeah.
And I've mentioned this before.
Right there.
Right there.
The queen of charcuterie boards.
You got that right.
So, but I'm expecting like candied bacon and like, I've never done a breakfast one, so that could be really interesting.
Wow. I never thought about that.
Yeah.
My luck, I'll just get there. There'll be little peanuts and fruit. But I mean, how do you choose who does the sponsorships? Because I mean, it rotates each year, or do businesses say,
They need to reach out. We're booked. The next opening date is 2031.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
So, and I just have them sign a contract, and it tells them, you know, the cost and what they get out of that and how we promote it. And then, you know, we really tailor it to help them push out their message too.
Sure.
So, and there we have one sponsor every year. So it's all on them, and they get 10 to 12 minutes to go up and show video or talk.
How do you land on your speakers? Is that part of the committee's job to come together?
It really is.
Or is that something that you guys do at the chamber?
It really is. I get, people will send me, you know, speaker information all the time. This year, Heather Powell is also on my committee, and she also works for the Edwards Group. They generously decided to pay for Bobby's speaker fee. And we've had that happen several times. Lincoln Memorial has been great. They'll suggest people to bring in. And so we work with, you know, the speaker. If they have ideas or if they have dollars they want to help put forward. It's sometimes a little gamble, but
well, I mean,
nobody hasn't not showed up.
And there's been days where the weather hadn't been that great either.
Yes.
So, I mean, you're happy when you can get people there. Now, you were saying how many tickets have been sold already?
700.
And you can accommodate?
I would say 850 comfortably. Well, not really even that comfortably. 800. 800 probably is kind of our max. So we're getting really close.
Sure, sure. I mean, so if folks want to purchase a ticket, what do they get?
Yep, they can still purchase them online at LickingCountyChamber.com, or they can, you know, call our office 740-345-9757.
And so message-wise, I mean, you know, when you're looking at speakers, is it somebody that's tailored to Licking County? Is it more just like an entertainment thing? Is it just someone, hey, we just want you to talk about your life experience, your name, you're the draw?
Yeah, it's a variety. I mean, most of the time it's just inspirational. I know Bobby's going to talk about resilience. And, you know, we've had people that have been almost borderline comedians that are fun and funny, and to more serious topics. So it just kind of depends. But every year it's always interesting, and I always get a takeaway from what their message is.
Very cool.
Yeah.
So what time do you guys get there in the morning to get everything started?
4-ish.
Ooh, okay. So yeah. You're actually, before we walk in this building, you guys are over there getting it going on.
Yes.
Now, the food, who's that catered by?
So we only have a few that can do it because it's so big. And yeah. So it's a variety of probably three different caterers. This year it's Heritage.
Okay.
So I start usually in the fall and say, give me a bid. And we do a tasting, believe it or not, of the breakfast food.
You can call Joel and I over.
Yeah, I know. That one
I'd be happy to help
with. But I mean, you've got the charcuterie board, so that's an addition?
Yeah, they added that to it to make it a little more unique.
Strap
and stand out.
Awesome.
And we've been using Coffee Shack. Jeff Groh's awesome, so he comes in and does the coffee. That's always kind of an issue for our caterers, is having coffee for that many people. Because, you know, you cannot have the eggs ready, but if you don't have the coffee ready, there's an issue.
Especially at 4 or 5 in the morning.
Yeah, and he has all the flavors. He does cold brew and all that, so it's really cool.
Well, we're laughing, but and you've gotten the feedback. There's some folks who weren't happy that it's in the morning. I'm like, it's a groundhog breakfast.
Yeah.
You know, it's not a brunch. It's not a lunch. It's a breakfast. Now, again, it's easy for us to say because, as you said, we're up early, but come on now. One day out of the year, you can't get it out of bed a little early to go to a great event, great networking. I've been there almost every year, get there a little later, but great speakers. Mm-hmm. I mean, come on. One day out of the year, you can't suck it up.
Well, I mean, it lasts almost 2 hours. It's a very long program. We have an economic forecast. We interview leaders in the community from different industries to see what their thoughts are for the economy for the year. We give away the John Alford Community Service Award. We have a goof nut that gets in a groundhog suit and walks around, who's usually kind of a celebrity within their own right. But I think that it's fun that people get excited about it.
It's nice that they have 364 days to air that suit out, is what I'm saying.
Yeah.
You clean that.
A lot of Febreze.
You've been listening to Focus on Licking County. I'm News Director Dave Doney. I want to thank my broadcast partner, Joel Riley, and our special guest today, Jennifer McDonald, President, CEO, Licking County Chamber of Commerce. And as always, I'd like to thank you for listening. Have a great day.